Today the Biscuit Tunes are playing a board game. I would play too, but I'm just a voice. Just a silent, lonely, observant voice. Anyway, this isn't about me, it's about...
What do you mean you're invading my territory?
Why don't you invade hers?
That's not fair, Brother Scott. Let him choose himself. Dango, don't feel pressurized. You can invade whichever country you like.
Okay, then I'll invade North America.
Why are you... North America's mine. I got it first.
Technically, the natives had it first and you stole it.
Why'd you have to pick on my territory for? Look, Nigeria's right there. And they're not even well defended.
Hey!
Why don't you take that?
You'll get Sheikh Zakzaki. Or Iran. You can get him Khomeini.
Hey, stop indoctrinating his young mind. Tango can invade whoever he likes.
You're just saying that because Iran's yours. You've owned half of Asia.
My turn. I choose to invade... North America.
Great. Now what am I supposed to do? Hide in Britain?
Stop taking it personally. It's just a game.
That's easy for you to say. No one's invading your land.
Hey, Mr. Sybil.
No.
It's your turn.
Oh, all right. New Zealand. Too far away. Russia. Too big. I guess I'll have to attack North America as well. Hey, I still owe you back for the time you nuked me, remember? No, oh no! No, my God, I'm so sorry!
Right, that's it! I can't be asked anymore with the stinking poontinking game! To hell with it!
I wanted to play!
What is going on over here? I am trying to read Mizan al-Hikmah, but all I can hear is your hallabaloo.
Oh, well, Mr. Dio, we hear you just tipped over the board. I guess it was my fault, really.
Why are you wasting your time with this silly game that will cause the devil to enter your life? What have you learned from this?
I'll tell you what I learned. Somebody can't control his temper and ruins the fun for everybody.
You're talking about me? Calm down, Brother Scott. The prophet said, anger is a smoldering ember kindled by Satan.
Why'd you go crush the game for?
I can crush you like a worm. That doesn't make you a strong man, Brother Scott. The prophet said, shall I tell you who is the toughest and the strongest from among you? The one who controls himself when he is angry. Clumsy Mr. Sybil dropped coffee all over me kilt and burnt me doodle.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
But the truth is, you were already angry because the game wasn't playing out in your favor, Brother Scott.
Ah, you see, it is the tip of the iceberg. We have a lot of things buried deep down inside. Well, they're all ganging up on me.
Oh, I don't think so.
They've been working together to put me in my place from day one.
No way, dude.
That's not
okay,
true.
Okay. Brother Scott, let us all sit down for a moment. No! You're against me. To hell with yous.
Oh, dear. Looks like Scott got very angry indeed.
Now look what you've done. Are you happy? Are you?
No.
I'm happy.
Be quiet, Tango.
No. I didn't mean to drop coffee on his doodle.
Oh, stop it. It wasn't his fault. Brother Scott was just in a bad mood from the start.
Why did you all gang up on him in the game?
Start the fire, watch it burn. That's what I do.
Don't be a devil, Cherry, or a devil will come to you.
What?
The Quran says, and whoever is blinded from the remembrance of the Most Merciful, we appoint for him a devil, and he is to him a companion. Poor Scott. This anger is burning him up. I wish he knew the hadith about the remedy of anger. Maybe I will tell him when he calms down a bit.
The remedy for anger?
Yes, the prophet taught Imam Ali that if he ever got angry, he should sit down and reflect on the power of Allah. Imam Ali also said, remedy your anger with silence and your carnal desire.
A remedy for desire. Anger.
What are you doing?
Oh, why are you down here?
I don't know. What are you doing?
My latest masterpiece. This concoction will chemically modify the adrenaline inducer and synchronize the noradrenaline with the testosteronic flow, thus regulating in perfect harmony the blood pressure, the heart rate, and the neurotransmitters to induce a perpetual state of placidity.
Right. Should I just leave?
In simple terms, it's a potion which will remove Scott's anger.
You sure about this, sis?
Of course I am. Anger's a bad thing, isn't it?
I guess so.
Imagine, with this potion, I shall cure the world of the thing which causes all the pain, destruction, war, and chaos. With the help of Allah, of course, I shall remove that thing which causes brother to turn on brother. With the help of Allah, of course, and I shall...
Sis, I get it. I just want to see what happens. This is gonna be fun.
Right. Well, initiating human trials. Test subject 1, Scott Kilpin.
Something doesn't quite seem altogether perfect about this plan. Well, I guess we'll have to see what happens next time on Biscuit Tunes.
Well, they're all ganging up on me.